Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. This Saturday, May 17th, an exciting event will be happening in downtown Astoria. The first phase of Heritage Square, the fully completed Garden of Surging Waves, is having its grand opening at 10:30 on Saturday. And today we're going to find out why that is so significant for this community and how we can all celebrate and enjoy this new addition to our downtown core. In the studio, I have our Director of Parks, Astoria Parks and Recreation, Angela Cosby. Hi, Angela.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And I also have the highly esteemed and...
I don't know about highly esteemed.
Well, I don't know exactly what he's even going to say today, but I have our beloved in many circles, Mayor Willis Van Dusen.
Thank you, Donna. It's a real privilege to be here, and it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yes, it really is. Before we begin talking about Garden of Surging Waves and Heritage Square itself, Angela, please tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Sure, happy to. Well, I've been in Astoria just over a year now as your Parks and Recreation Director, and I'm absolutely loving it. It's been a great first year for me. I come from Spokane, Washington. I did my education there as well. My undergraduate degree is in Recreation and Leisure Management from Eastern Washington University, and then I completed my master's degree in Organizational Leadership from Gonzaga while working for Spokane County Parks and Recreation Department, overseeing their recreation division there. So that's what I did prior to coming and being your Parks and Recreation Director.
And even though Spokane is a large city and we are considered rural, honestly, Astoria, we have so many parks and we're like a tiny little city, aren't we?
There is so much going on here, far more than what I was taking care of in Spokane. That's wonderful for this community. There are so many local parks and programs going on, and the community is so engaged and supportive. It's a wonderful place to be.
That's great. So you've been busy. You're not a big city girl coming to a little tiny town. You're coming to a...
This is just right. Yeah. Oh,
perfect. Now, the mayor and the city council are not involved with hiring department heads, but we heard about Angela when Paul Benoit was city manager and said, our chances aren't very good to get this individual, but she is the best. And she comes from Spokane and highly touted, and she was in great demand, and we're very lucky to have her. I'm glad you like it, Angela, because we're lucky to have her.
I totally agree with that.
I don't know how we did it, but
wonderful,
now,
fresh energy. Lots of exciting things happening here in Astoria, drawing a lot of interesting young people. And Mayor Willis Van Dusen, for those folks listening who may be new to the station, new to Astoria, who may not be familiar with you, please tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Astoria, and I went to Astoria High School, and I have five children, and I have been on the city council. This is my 30th year, 24th as the mayor, and my brother and I own a soft drink company, Van Dusen Beverages, and we really like Astoria, and things now is the time to live here. Now is the time to be an Astorian.
Well, but you carry with you that rich history, which is wonderful, because I think a lot of times we need that touchstone of what's happened in the past to be able to appreciate, you know, what's happening now.
Well, I do have, my dad actually served on the city council, as did my grandfather, and we're proud of the fact that we are the oldest family business in Oregon. We were founded in 1849.
Congratulations.
The 49ers.
All right. There's a distinction. Well, and you are both extremely engaged in Heritage Square, in the Garden of Surging Waves, which is actually the Bicentennial Legacy Project for the city of Astoria. Why don't we talk a little bit about the beginnings of the Garden of Surging Waves, why this happened, and what Heritage Square is? Let's just give an overview for those listening folks who may not know about it.
Well, Astoria's bicentennial, that's when we became famous for our 200-year birthday party, and Donna Quinn headed up the entire program to get the word out. And when you only have 10,000 people...
Oh, no. It was a team.
Donna.
I was one little person.
Donna and I worked very close together, and she made more... That short film we made is all over the country. I hear about that all over.
That's right.
And Donna used social media, which, you know, I knew nothing about, still really know very little about. And to have our little community as well publicized, Donna, I mean, I want you to be mature and take a compliment. You were fantastic. And you were really, it was one of the best celebrations, and we were talked about, and we're still talked about. So thank you. As the mayor, thank you, Donna Quinn.
Thank you very much. You're welcome, and again, team effort here.
And this is a bicentennial legacy gift, too, so that was...
That's right.
That's important also.
And because the centennial gift, was that really the column was considered the centennial
gift? When Astoria was 100 years old, the centennial gift was actually Coxcomb Hill.
Oh, okay.
Where the column is built. And so that was in 1911, and the column was built in 1924. But the entire hill, the finest, tallest, best hill in town was made public. The best in Astoria is for all the people of Astoria. It's not private. And there's a lot of towns that the best, most prestigious hill is gated off, and it's the rich and the powerful, but not Astoria. Mm-hmm. The best parts of Astoria are public.
And the Garden of Surging Waves began as an idea to honor the Chinese legacy in Astoria, because we hear about the Scandinavians, the Finns especially, you know, and this town was a real melting pot, but a lot of people didn't know about the Chinese history.
I will make this story, which could become long, as quickly as I can. When we were forming the Duncan Law Seafood Consumer Center, I was on the board then, and we were going to meet and talk about it. Duncan Law was a Chinese individual, unfortunately passed away before we opened the Garden of Surging Waves. And I said, let's meet at the Columbia River Maritime Museum. I got everybody coming. And he said, I won't walk in the front door there. They don't mention one bit of the Chinese contribution to Astoria or the Columbia River. It's one of the best museums in the world. And I said, well, what did you guys do? I mean, I didn't know. Born and raised here. What did we do? Well, we built the river wall. We built the jetties and the coolies, which I didn't know was if that was a derogatory term. It's not. It's a laborer who's Chinese. The coolies worked in the seafood processing plants. We put in the sewer system. 30% of Astoria was Chinese. I about fell off the chair. And that part of history was never told, and I believe in my heart it was intentionally not told. The Chinese were discriminated enough, and I mean discriminated, and they didn't want their contribution told, and we've corrected that.
And as has the Maritime Museum.
And has the Maritime Museum.
Yes.
Absolutely. They've contributed
yes.
to the, yes, they have. And thank you, Donna, for bringing that up, because when I tell that story, the museum says, wait a minute, that was then and this
so
is now.
None of it, but so we don't know sometimes, and when we know, and we do something about it. That's what's
well.
That's
and it wasn't just the Caucasians or the, but the Chinese community. David Lum's Auto, did not tell the story of his family to his own daughters. It was just part of it was so tough back then, and you know there were signs. We have the official signs that any Chinese seen fishing will be shot. And as a father, he didn't want to tell his daughters that story. Mm-hmm. And we tell the whole story at the Garden of Surging Waves, the good, the bad, and more is good. But we don't try to hide the bad because that is our history.
And the Garden of Surging Waves has artwork from China. I mean, it's the concept. I mean, who designed the Garden of Surging Waves? Once the city said, we are going to honor the Chinese legacy, we're going to have this garden, and... then you had to find a designer.
Correct, mm-hmm. But I really want to make one point. This is not a garden about China. This is not a Chinese park. This is American history. This is U.S. history. This is just as much the pioneers as the pioneers that came over in covered wagons. This is what our Chinese pioneers did for Astoria. The artwork was all created in China, and maybe Angela could tell us a little bit about the specific. Are you prepared for that one, or did I spring that on you?
You sprung it on me a little bit, but I can tell you about bits and pieces of it. I've been learning more and more about it. So to highlight one of the most magnificent portions of it is those granite columns that are coming up. And they, one of them has a really interesting history to it as well, is one of them, when all eight were being shipped from China, one of them broke along the transport. And immediately when they were arrived, there was a big holdup with them being shipped from California to Oregon because one of them was so damaged. And when the Chinese artist found out who, you know, hand carved all of these, found out about it, he quickly started making another one to send it on its way. But it was recognized so much as a symbol of the Chinese history with Astoria that it had been broken. It is actually in the park, and it was pieced back together where you can still see the crack, but more viewed as mending that relationship and mending the crack. So that column is still part of the one of the many wonderful pieces of artwork there.
That is beautiful symbolism.
Yes.
And the location of the Garden of Surging Waves, there is that whole downtown block is called Heritage Square. And some folks may be under the impression that, you know, there's that this garden and the Heritage Square itself, that there's going to be parking's going to be taken away. I think we should address that issue.
Thank you, Donna, for bringing up the parking issue. Let's address this head on. That entire block was owned by Safeway, and there was a Safeway store there that needed to expand. When Safeway was open, they had parking guards that would make sure no one parked there except for Safeway shoppers. And then when they built the new Safeway out on 39th Street, the lot was for sale. It could have been a lot of different things. They could have used the former store as some type of antique store, whatever. The city purchased it. The only way the city could buy it was to get a grant that required. We did not use it for parking. So parking was never a long-term goal or a possibility. And so we were lucky enough to, I mean, not lucky enough, we used it as parking. It'd be crazy not to, while we're developing Heritage Square. But those that are unhappy, and I don't fault them. Everybody loves this town. And when it's their town, and they say, you're taking away the parking, and this Garden of Surging Waves has taken our parking. That, in my opinion, is not accurate. And I don't take it personally when they're not happy with it. But I think the history is important. So the city bought that block. There was a contest in town what to name it. There were a lot of different names, Heritage Square. Because we have the Scandinavians, we now learned a lot about India. We have an Indian history here in Astoria. Obviously, those that were here before us, the Native Americans. And I'm Dutch. There's not a lot of Dutch history. But we want to mention all of the heritages and all of the melting pot. That's what Donna said before we came on. Did you call it melting pot? Or?
Yeah, we are. Yes, stew pot. Like bouillabaisse, all kinds of ingredients.
And we're very proud of that. And diversity makes us stronger. But this is just the very first part. But this first part is complete. And I like to make it is done. It is. And the number one goal is let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy what we have now at 11th Duane.
Yes, perfect. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, my guests are Angela Cosby. She is the director of Astoria Parks and Recreation. And I also have in the studio Mayor Willis Van Dusen of Astoria. And we're talking about a very exciting event happening for families, for everyone. This Saturday, May 17th at 10:30 a.m., the official opening of the Garden of Surging Waves, which is complete. It is the first phase of Heritage Square. And then the other phases will include an amphitheater, and we're going to be talking about some of those other things. But right now, let's talk, Angela, about what's going to happen on Saturday at 10:30 in downtown Astoria at 11th and Duane.
Well, we are having our grand opening, and it is going to be a very fun time. We have some entertainment coming from Portland. The Portland Lees Association Dragon and Lion Dance Team are going to be coming up and helping us celebrate. So there's going to be some wonderful dances and some great music, and then a ceremonial surprise. And the mayor will be leading us and making some introductions and special recognitions.
It's going to be a great surprise.
Yeah, it's...
It really is.
Yeah, it's a very wonderful time. And then after the ceremony is complete, there will be interpretive tours that... citizens or visitors can sign up for to go through with the designer Swen Ho on learning what each different art piece is about and what significance and history that brings to the park.
I love the story about the column and that symbolism of mending it.
Yes, and every art piece within the park has a special, unique story with that.
Well, Duncan Law, who is very instrumental, who we already mentioned, he almost died on the way over here. He got very sick on the trip over on the boat. Sailing ship. And that's symbolic. I mean, he came here and he was in bed for a long, long time before he was healthy. And there was a lot of our Chinese Astorians that suffered broken bones and broken hearts. and illnesses, and a lot of them didn't make it.
Mm-hmm. We are all Astorians. People can choose to be Astorians. There's no question
ABC,
about it. That's right. Astorians by choice.
By choice.
That's true.
Donna came up with that. She's great.
And that reminds me, by the way, that Peter Stark, the author of Astoria, which is a book on everyone's lips these days. It's getting great reviews, headed for the New York Times bestseller list. He will be at the Liberty Theater tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And again, this whole idea of Astoria's rich history, honoring that, celebrating that. And if you want to be part of the Garden of Surging Waves and Heritage Square, you can still do that. You can still buy a brick, even though it's completed, the artwork is installed, mm-hmm. there are still opportunities for people to be...
And there's maintenance to be involved too, but yes.
Yes. You can currently still buy bricks and have your name engraved in that, as well as pavers. So prices start at $50 for the bricks and then go up for pavers, or you can still have your name or message engraved on the donor screen as well. And we'll have applications and information on all of those options at the grand opening. And if you, for some reason, miss that or you'd like to do something else as well, you can stop by the Astoria Recreation Center for additional information on that as well.
Okay, good. I think that's a wonderful opportunity. I mean, everybody has too many things. Mm-hmm. But if you give someone for Father's Day coming up or a right. birthday or whatever, you know, here, I have purchased a brick in your name as part of mm-hmm. this, mm-hmm. as part of this beautiful garden downtown in Heritage Square. Mm-hmm. And that's something that is priceless.
Yes.
Do you mind if I talk a little bit about the name, where the name came from?
Please.
The name for the Garden of Surging Waves came from Portland State University, and it was given to their Asian studies to research what a proper name would be for a U.S. history park which commemorated the Chinese. They came up with the Garden of Surging Waves. In the middle of the Garden of Surging Waves is a lantern with a dragon and a monkey. And the dragon is the waves, and the monkey's trying to calm the waves there in Astoria. And even though it doesn't look like it today, that was the river. The river was right there, and the boats would come right to that location when before the fire of 1924. So the Garden of Surging Waves is built over the riverbed. But that's where it came from. If you see the dragon and the monkeys trying to calm the dragon down, that's the waves. And also the anticipation is people will grab the tongue of the dragon, and they expect the tongue to be very shiny, like other bronze objects where everybody touches one part of it. So grab the tongue of the monkey when you, I'm not the monkey of the dragon. When
grab the dragon's tongue on Saturday right. when you come in. And you know, it's been gratifying as I drive by. I see people sitting there now. And people are beginning to really use it and sit there. And it's just a beautiful,
just enjoy
reflective,
it. Yeah.
Yes,
take
exactly.
the time, enjoy it.
I think there was a group of, over 50 during Sunday market gathered in the park and looking at everything. It's wonderful to see it open and accessible and people enjoying it and viewing all the artwork.
And there's an interpretive panel in the garden. And if mm-hmm. you want more information about the Garden of Surging Waves, and you might want to go to their website, which is AstoriaChineseHeritage.org.
Correct.
And that will give you more information.
Yeah.
And then the ongoing development of Heritage Square, you discovered something when you were, you want to talk about the special room?
For those listeners that haven't been on the show with Donna Quinn before, you should do this. She gets my mind going. You know what I forgot when we talked about
what?
The nationalities? The Germans.
Oh,
John
yes.
Jacob Astor.
That's right.
The founder
Germans.
Was from Germany.
Yes, Waldorf,
we
Germany.
Know all those other ones.
You bet.
Okay, what was really exciting in the next phases of Heritage Square is it was the river like we talked about. So it's hollow underneath the ground floor. And so we were looking under there to make sure it was structurally sound, and a room was found. Now, our utility workers had been in it many times, but there was a pristine room right on, directly on the corner of same corner at the Elliott Hotel and the Liberty Theater. And it's a room that ran the traffic lights, the red, yellow, green lights back in 1924. It's pristine. It's in perfect shape. It has the old switches, and I was talking to Angela, reminded me of Young Frankenstein, these big old, the movie Young Frankenstein. But we're going to put a glass floor plate, I guess you'd call it. So in the next phase, we'll be able to have it illuminated from down below, and you can look down through the ground, through the floor, and see this 1924, one-of-a-kind, pristine control rooms, which we just found underneath the streets.
Like a time capsule.
Like a time. You never know what you're going to find under the streets of Astoria.
That's
Remember
so
when
true.
They found the trolley track, the trolley rails right in front of the post office? So I can't wait to see. I haven't been in there myself, and here I act like I know, but I've seen a lot of pictures of it, and it looks cool.
The Garden of Surging Waves is opening on Saturday. It then is a completed project. And although people can still buy bricks, they can still buy pavers. Mm-hmm. And you just want people to come and enjoy that. And I know that then we'll be looking at how we develop the rest of Heritage Square and the hole. A lot of people are going to ask you, what in the heck are you going to do with that big hole?
The hole, which you can't mistake it. You can't miss it. That was the, that was the basement of Safeway. And it is planned to be an amphitheater. And to build an amphitheater there will be affordable. I mean, it's not that expensive to fill in a hole and make it an amphitheater. And now that the spotlight and everyone will be visiting the Garden of Surging Waves, that hole becomes more and more visible, which I think is really good news for all of us. We'll get that done as soon as we can. We don't have any funding lined up, but we've looked different places, and the idea of having musicians and poets and just a place to enjoy downtown Astoria, similar to Pioneer Place in Portland. And it's a wonderful block.
And I think, well, as you mentioned, that there might be some coverage from that. We occasionally get some kind of wet stuff falling from the sky.
The third phase would be some type of, I don't want to say a roof, because I think people picture a pitched roof or a flat roof, but there'd be a slant so you can look up and see the sky, but it would protect you from the rain. And
good.
So it'd be wide open feeling, and the wind comes through there, and it wouldn't be perfect, but you could enjoy it more, because I've heard it rains here once in a while. Usually it's only midnight till 2 in the morning, but sometimes it does.
One other thing, I mean, Astoria has a diversified economy, a lot more diversified than I think a lot of people realize. And tourism, of course, is a huge part of our economy now, and Astoria has become a destination. The Chinese are traveling more now than ever, and they are coming to Portland, to the Chinese Garden there. And we actually have had Chinese visitors here just last week who are tour operators and who are saying, we want to bring people here, and you have this Garden of Surging Waves. That is actually, I think, going to be an economic driver in a way that maybe we hadn't imagined.
Mm-hmm. It will. It definitely will. And again, I want to talk about India for a second. There was a gutter party, pronounced just like the gutter on your house. The gutter party was formed in Astoria 100 years ago. And in India, we have there's a postage stamp that says Astoria, Oregon, USA, gutter party founded 100 years ago. So the reason I bring in India is this is not specific to the Chinese contribution. It's the melting pot. But yes, we will have Chinese visitors come here and see what the American Chinese contribution was. And plus, I just want Astoria to go down there and sit on the bench and read that book about Astoria.
That's
and enjoy
right.
downtown mm-hmm. Astoria. It's a great place to live.
Yeah, it's the heart of everything. And I think that having a park in the heart of a town, well, look at all the villages in Mexico where they have the beautiful squares, you know? I mean, that's such...
Yes.
People need to have a place where they can go and sit in the middle.
Well, Donna is the expert on tourism, and we want to attract the right type of visitors also.
Yes.
I know a lot of people show up in Sturgis for a motorcycle rally, and I love motorcycles, but we don't want to have a Sturgis rally here. Mm-hmm. These type of events with the Garden of Surging Waves bring the type of people here that appreciate Astoria. Mm-hmm. They're not high maintenance visitors.
And they love that rich history, and that's what's drawing them here. And so you're mm-hmm. right. And when Heritage Square is complete, you're right. The Germans will come. The
Indians will
yes,
come.
Yes, absolutely.
The Chinese will come.
Yes, they will. And I think so. We only have a few minutes left, and we want to talk a little bit more about what people can expect or what people can do or how they should get in touch if they have questions with you.
Yes. Well, if they want to get in touch with general questions about the Garden of Surging Waves, the easiest thing to do is give us a call at 325-PARK, and we can get you answer any of your questions. Another thing to do is try to stop by for the grand opening Saturday at 10:30. It really will be
very relaxed. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a wonderful time. So come down, enjoy it for an hour. If you'd like, stick around for an interpretive tour. And otherwise, just go down, mosey on through. Look at all the artwork, read the interpretive panel, and appreciate the rich history of Astoria.
One more thing for Astorians and all who are here to be proud of and to use. It's a very useful space. There are benches and the interpretive center. So I hope that all of you who are listening will come down on Saturday at 10:30 for the opening of the Garden of Surging Waves. And apparently you have a surprise too, right, Phil?
Should we tell them what the surprise is?
I don't think so. I think we should wait.
It's got to be a surprise.
Okay. You know, we didn't talk about the pavilion. If you go in the pavilion, there's a lantern on the top, which is spring salmon, big, full Chinook salmon. And on the floor is sturgeon. Because in the river, the sturgeon are on the bottom of the water and the salmon are on the top. So it is the lantern.
The lantern is in, and they're currently wiring it. So
it'll be illuminated at night?
It will be.
Very good.
And Willis, you really have been captured by the mythology of the art and the pieces. That's really wonderful to see.
Well, I've learned from the best. I've learned from Donna.
Well, no. Swen, you learned from Swen.
I learned from Donna Quinn. And I want to invite everybody to come down and talk to Donna Quinn.
Oh, no.
Because you're volunteering.
This is dangerous. I'm volunteering. I will be there on Saturday. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's this in decades to come, people will say, oh, how did they think to do this? How wonderful that they had this vision.
We only have a couple of seconds. Talk about Thursday night at the Liberty.
Thursday night at the Liberty Theater. Yes, it's a free, open to the public community event. Tara Gentile of Co-Commercial spearheaded this, and we will have Peter Stark, who is the author of the book Astoria, John Jacob Astor, and Thomas Jefferson's Lost Pacific Empire, A Tale of Wealth, Greed, and Ambition. You don't want to miss that. He's going to be here tomorrow night. And again, Astoria will be on people's lips.
And aren't we predicting it's going to be a bestseller?
We are predicting that a lot of people are going to show up tomorrow. That's right, because it's also the annual meeting of the Clatsop County Historical Society. So great things to look forward to doing tomorrow night at the Liberty Theater, 7 p.m., Astoria, the book, and 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at the Garden of Surging Waves in downtown.
Are you going to have us back?
Angela, I will definitely. I don't know what you'll say next time. But it's dangerous to have you on the show, but yes, we will.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. There's so much going on that we'll definitely have to have you all back. All right. Thank you so much, Angela. Thank you so much, Willis, for being here today. And I really appreciate our engineer extraordinaire, Terry Wilson. Thank you, Terry.
Great job, Terry.
Yeah, thank you, Donna and Terry.
And also my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. And focus on the things that are good in your life with gratitude. There are always things that are going to happen in the world which will make us unbalanced and feel unhappy, but there are many good things happening in the world too and in our own lives. So focus on those good things. Give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.
You've been listening to Talk of Our Towns with our host, Donna Quinn. Talk of Our Towns is heard every Wednesday morning at 9:30. If you came in late to this program, you can hear it all on our website, coastradio.org. Just click on the Talk of Our Towns program information box on the homepage. You can hear any of our locally produced public affairs shows, plus get information of our program schedule at coastradio.org. Right now, you are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM.
Oh. On the next alternative radio, tune in for Dave Zirin, the Nation magazine sports editor, talking about the other side of sports. Zirin's latest book is Brazil's Dance with the Devil, the World Cup, the Olympics, and the Fight for Democracy. That's Alternative Radio, Thursday afternoon at 3, right here on